I'm sitting in a car in a car park, about 20 minutes outside of Manchester, with David Eaton, who has just in a snowstorm erected the photo mobile for my visit. David, where are we?
Okay, well, we're in Mobley in Cheshire, and the site we're on is actually Ilford's factory, who are one of our sponsors. What we've got behind us is we've got Photomobile, our mobile darkroom. You introduced me. I'm one of three directors who's looking after Photomobile at the moment. And we spend time going out working with young people and communities to take photography to them rather than them needing to come to photography.
Should we go and take a look?
Yeah.
I'm just stepping out of the car and we're walking over to the photo mobile. It's the size of a small porta cabin, painted cream. Is it actually a porta cabin?
It's not quite, no, it is custom made. It's about 6 meters long.
So we're just climbing into the vehicle.
Do you want a little bit of history of where it came from?
Yeah, that would be great.
At the time, back in 2007, those of us who were involved were all directors of Red Eye, the photography network. And Red Eye was approached by the Arts Council, and they were looking for an organisation to take on the darkroom. So the darkroom had been in existence before my involvement and before my colleagues' involvement. We've got the darkroom section, the traditional, the analogue, taking people back to the photographic roots. And, you know, as you'll find out in a bit, we've got a camera obscura in the darkroom as well. We can look at the notion of how does the eye and the camera work by being in the obscura, or we can be working in the dark room to show people how photography used to be. And we did that with a group of young people over in Blackpool last year, where we were working with them. They were doing a project that was looking at mass observation, and we worked with that group to allow them to explore the kind of photographic process that was being used by Spender and those people at that time. We can also, and we have looked at, when we were in Bolton last week, we were looking at discrimination with a group of young people and using photography as a tool to kind of storyboard the scenarios that people, young people, might find themselves in if they're being discriminated against in some way. Some of that revolved around kind of, I suppose, race issues and things like that, but that's the kind of premise of what we were doing there.
What are some of the benefits of having a mobile space rather than a static building?
In the early days of my involvement with Photomobile, we did some work over in the middle of Cheshire working with travel communities. And in some respects, that kind of idea shows its strength. The fact that we can take the dark room almost quite literally into the middle of a field, and we can work with people on location.
And in that way, it really suits the communities that you particularly work with.
Yes, I think also when we go into education, there are going to be some school and educational environments that have never had these resources, and there are some that had them, and like everyone else, they started to get rid of them when there was pressure to bring in the new technology, and some of them are now wanting, kind of, dare I say, yearning to bring some of that back into that environment.
It sounds very exciting. How do young people respond to the photo mobile turning up at their school?
They do respond well, and it's kind of reassuring, because the temptation to think that we turn up with this old technology where you've got to work more slowly, and will they engage with that when they've got all this digital equipment around them? And that, and I know I'm going to be biased, but that kind of magic of being in the dark room, of seeing the image develop in the tray, it appearing almost like magic, does still manage to engage the people that we're working with.
Okay, and then if we move through into the second larger room, it looks like it's full of Ilford paper boxes, a couple of enlargers, trays for developer, stop, bar, fix. It's quite a setup you've got here.
It is. I mean, we've got everything we need really for setting up our darkroom. Those things you've mentioned, the trays, the masking frames. But as well as it being a darkroom, it's also camera obscura.
So right now we're standing in the body of the pinhole camera. And is this the lens over here?
It is, yes. Just so we can have a larger aperture and get more light into the camera when we're working with groups that are younger and maybe a little fidgety, we've made the aperture larger and put a simple convex lens over just to sharpen that image.
And then the image would be projected onto this side of the room.
That's right. I mean, on opposite, we've got a large whiteboard, and it allows us to kind of pin up photographic paper there, which we've tried a couple of times to actually create images from the obscura lens. And we can use it for demoing and talking about how it's all working optically.
So David's just going to show me the camera obscura image. He's closing the doors. Upside down, I can see the Ilford car park. That's fantastic.
But yeah, this is the nice bit where we can get the young people, actually young and old, most people quite fascinated. And it's interesting, sometimes you're working with some groups that they're not aware of the kind of physics behind it, the fact that we're now looking at the world upside down and the wrong way around.
We're just standing inside a camera.
We are. I mean, our eyes are starting to adjust now, so we're seeing more and more of the image. And again, for the people who are listening to this, that if you imagine the trailer being 6 meters long, about the dark room takes about two-thirds of that. So we're now looking at a kind of 4.5 meter wide image of the car park.
So you've worked a lot in the northwest, and you work further afield as well.
That's what we're exploring at the moment, really. Mainland UK, yes, I think it would be good for us to meet more people and work a little wider to get involved with more communities and groups, but also it'll help sustain the Photomobile.
And your role's voluntary. It seems like a real labour of love.
At the moment, it feels a little bit like an obsession. That might be a little too strong. But I think, it's something we want to make sure it survives. Labour of love, yeah, maybe, maybe.